that these workers are a huge part of the workforce, and they are underutilized as helping to meet the so-called triple aim of better care, lower costs, better healthcare outcomes.
Is there the flip side of that? Is there a big risk that if more is put on kind of these kinds of workers without the proper training and maybe the proper pay to get the quality of people there as well, that it could actually impact care?
Negatively?
Yeah, negatively.
Yeah, that is a concern. And that's why a clear focus on either improved patient outcomes or no harm done needs to be a very clear, bright line as a target of these kinds of changes in healthcare roles and responsibilities. But there's lots of places, lots of healthcare practices across the country that are already doing this. There are lots of things that happen in a medical office that a doctor is not uniquely qualified to do. With the proper training and support and supervision, a medical assistant can be a primary point of contact for someone with diabetes. You don't need an MD to be able to read the results of a blood glucose test or talk about nutrition and exercise and do health coaching. And when an MA does that, it frees up the doctor to do things for which he or she is uniquely qualified, you know, the more complicated diagnostic and treatment options.